Right, back to my guest for this hour of the show, or my second guest. We're going to be talking about the world record attempt that's being made today in Cambridge City Centre. It's the world's biggest repair cafe. The event takes place at the Wesley Methodist Church by Christ Pieces, and it aims to be the 150 repairs that took place at the previous biggest repair cafe, which took place in France in 2013. And I'm delighted to say that Tom Bragg, a retired electrical and electronics engineer, and he's helping out today. He's joining me in the studio now. Tom, welcome.
Good morning.
Well, listen, very quickly, tell me about the world's biggest repair cafe. What's it all about?
So at a repair cafe, people will be bringing something to mend, and they work with the volunteer repairer,
right,
and together try to work out what's wrong, dismantle it, do whatever's needed to fix it if we can.
And it could be, I mean, I was just under the assumption it was just electronic stuff, but it could be anything.
No, those things, electricals, but it might be an item of clothing. We've got people from Patagonia coming who will do lots of repairs for clothing.
Wow. Things like crockery, you said.
That's right, bicycles.
So anything that's potentially repairable. I mean,
yes.
Don't bring in something that's blown up. You're not going to be able to repair that.
Exactly.
But something that potentially is repairable,
yes.
There could be an expert on hand today to repair it.
Yes, and also when we will help you understand your item and
right.
learn how to look after it, uh-huh. maintain it, maybe repair it again in the future.
And this is a genuine world record attempt.
Yes, that's right. Yeah.
You've got around about 50 experts in their fields going to be there today at the Wesley Methodist Church to hopefully set this world record. And if the listeners come along with items that are broken, they could be part of this world record.
Yes, please. That's
That'd
right.
be fantastic. Well, listen, I've got a little something here for you to repair, if that's all right. Every week when I come into the studio, we've always got four pairs of headphones in the studio. There's only one that actually works properly. Now, I'm assuming this is a simple fix, Tom. Basically, when you put these on, it only comes out of one ear. And if you wiggle the jack, that's when you get the connection to the two headphones.
All right.
So there's a little one there for you. Very quickly, I mean, what are you thinking straight away is the problem there?
So when I look at it, actually, the jack has got an adapter on it.
Right.
And both these pieces, the plug on the end and the adapter, are one piece. They're not designed to be repaired.
Ah.
The plug has been just moulded on.
Ah.
And so, actually, the only thing you can do with this is cut off the plug and replace it
right.
with one that's designed to be repairable.
Okay.
And that's quite a problem with a lot of modern stuff.
Maybe it's, that's why it hasn't throwaway. Been repaired so far. Maybe that's beyond our engineers.
I'm sure they will have a plug they could fit on instead, and that's
right.
the answer with this.
Now, Alex Harris has bought in an iron.
Yes.
He had an issue with the squirting mechanism thing. He pressed it too hard. You're going to try and repair this today, so this
yes.
will be part of the world record
That's
attempt.
Right. We're going to look at that later, and hope that is something. It looks like the iron is dismantleable.
Right. And is that part of the problem nowadays? Is things like irons and other small appliances, they're not made to be repaired?
Some are and some aren't. I mean, and in fact, there'll be one of the talks today will be from Tara Button, who has a buy me once labelling, a kind
right.
of durable product
uh-huh.
labelling, which sounds good. That's what we want. We want things that can be repaired and looked after in the long run.
Uh-huh.
It doesn't cost a lot more to make them. And then we can keep them going. It's all about keeping our stuff in use and keeping it useful.
Which ultimately is good for the environment.
That's right. That's the idea.
Do people turn up on your doorstep, Tom? Your friends and family and relatives and things like that turn up with irons and radios and things that don't work and say, listen, Tom, you couldn't have a quick look at this for me? Do you know what I mean?
Sometimes.
Have you been a victim of your own
yes,
success?
Yes, it has happened, yeah. Or people will come around to borrow tools and things. Somebody came around yesterday.
Well, there you go. Listen, let's quickly talk about repair cafes. This isn't just about what's happening today at the Wesley Methodist Church. Repair cafes are kind of cropping up in towns and villages across Cambridgeshire.
That's right. They've been in Cottenham, Waterbeach, Histon, Royston and Fulbourn, Abington, Sawston, Great Shelford.
And are they well attended? Do people turn up
Yes,
there?
It's a great community event.
I think it's a fantastic idea.
And so people come together for, you know, it's a different reason to be together.
Yeah.
And do something practical. But it's called Repair Cafe because it always goes with teas and cakes and chat. Yeah. You know, because there's...
So it's a bit of a social thing as
well
going
right.
on
there. That's the idea, yeah.
What a great idea. And this, where was this invented? This was invented in...
So it started in the Netherlands.
In the Netherlands.
2009.
Uh-huh.
And now it's a kind of worldwide movement
yeah.
with thousands of them worldwide.
Mm.
There's sort of 1,300 cafes worldwide. But actually, Cambridgeshire is the hot spot
is it
for
really?
The UK. Yes,
wow.
Definitely.
That's fantastic. Well, listen, I would urge anyone listening to the show today, if you have something at home, and it doesn't have to be electrical, it could be, as we've already mentioned, it could be some crockery, it could be a piece of clothing, it could be a bike that needs repairing, get on down today to the Wesley Methodist Church by Christ Pieces here in Cambridge. It gets underway today at 10 o'clock.
That's right.
Finishes at 6 o'clock, and there's around about 50 expert repairers there on hand to try and fix whatever it is that you bring along, and you could be part of a world record not an attempt, hopefully a world record.
We hope so. Come
That'll
along
be great.
Listen, see you there.
Thank you so much indeed for coming in. Are you going to be able to repair those headphones or not? Are they completely shot?
I believe that, well they, as I say, the plug needs replacing and I haven't got the item to do that.
Okay, no. Well, listen, best of luck with Alex's iron as well.
All the best. Thanks.
Brilliant. Thank you very much indeed. That's Tom Bragg there, talking about this world record attempt today at the Wesley Methodist Church in Cambridge. Go on down there with something broken to be repaired. Yes, I-